In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, today is the Sunday of the Holy Fathers, and the Sunday before Nativity, and also the Sunday, or the day, that we commemorate St. John of Kronstadt. And I thought we'd speak a little bit about the exploits of this saint, not so much specific points of his life, but as his life mirrored the gospel reading that is given for him. Because the whole point of nativity is to become children of the highest. This is what this reading says, that we will become children of the highest. The Lord Jesus Christ became man so that we could become children of the highest. It's the point of nativity. And so St. John really showed some virtues that we must take careful note of. And this gospel is really perfect for him because he was such a struggler. It says that the Lord is saying right after his Sermon on the Mount, or actually not after, but as part of his Sermon on the Mount, after the Beatitudes, he's saying more, because the Sermon on the Mount is much more than just the Beatitudes. A much longer sermon, of course, is in Matthew, but a portion of it is also preserved in Luke. And a constant theme of our Lord is to love. Of course, the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. And the second one is like it, to love your neighbor. You can really see that just about everything the Lord spoke about either was directly or indirectly or some allusion to love. Because without love, we are nothing. If we do not learn to love, we cannot know God. And so the coming of the God-man will mean nothing to us. No matter how much we know, no matter how much we pray or fast, no matter how theologically astute we are, if we do not love. And this gospel passage about love that pertains to St. John for his lecture, for his reading, really shows how we should love and how much of a struggle it is to love. There are principles in this gospel passage that I want you to see. First of all, love is everything. The Lord shows this. He says, if you would love them which love you, what thank of ye? For sinners do also the same to those who love them. What he's saying is, it doesn't matter if you love those who love you at all. What matters is you love those who don't love you. Of course, if you love those who don't love you, you would also love those who love you. You would love everyone. If you don't love everyone, you have no thanks from God. You have no glory that God will give you. You have no salvation. Love is everything. Now, before that, he gives what is so-called golden rule. As ye would that men would do to you, do also to them likewise. In our world, in our fallen world, we kind of interpret this rule as such. I'll do good to you if you do good to me. If you continue to do good to me, I'll continue to do good to you. I might even do good to you when you're not doing good to me, but that's in order to have you eventually do good to me. So it's always really about, eventually, I want people to do good to me. That's not what the gospel says. It says to use yourself as a measure. If there's something that you want someone to do, then you do it. Period, without any aspirations, without any agenda, without any expectations. You do good, period, to others, because God did good to us. That's all. And St. John of Kronstadt lived according to this credo. We happen to have preserved his diary, which is called My Life in Christ. That's excerpts from his diary. And there's also an excellent book called A Prodigal Saint, which contains things from his diary that are not in My Life in Christ. Because My Life in Christ, like most books, tries to show the best aspects of the saint. Whereas this other book showed that he was a struggler. It showed that he struggled to love those who didn't love him. That he struggled with his various passions, and he became victorious over them. But not without missteps. Not without a lot of effort and a lot of falling. So St. John shows us how to love. He did amazing things. And yet, in one of his diary entries, he complains that the people that are thronging around him are parasites. And then he immediately rebukes himself for feeling such feelings. Most people didn't love him. We know that. He knew that. He was a gravy train for them. The lazy people would come up and try to get some money from him because they had their habits to deal with and they didn't want to work. It's been like that then. It's been like that 1,000 years ago. It's like that now. There are always parasites around. But St. John knew that he must love them. Now, as a human being, he had a reaction against them. But he rebuked himself because he knew he must love everyone because of what the Lord said here. If you love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those who love them. And if you do good to those that do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners do also the same. Really, if you want to base your life on something, base your life on this. Base your life on loving without exception and without preference. Because that's what the Lord did. Now, if you love as God loves, then dogmatically you will also be correct. Because you cannot love without knowing God, without knowing that Jesus Christ is God and man, without knowing that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that Jesus Christ is born of a virgin, only begotten, begotten of the Father before all ages. All of these dogmas will be known by you, not just as things that you can say with your lips, but as things that are deeply held in your heart and understood because you are living them. The Lord goes on to say, if you lend to them from whom you hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. And then he says, but love ye your enemies. Do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be children of the Highest. For he is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. Children of the Highest is a very short phrase, but deep in meaning. We say we are children of the Highest every time we say the creed. And if you pray properly, you should say it at least once every day. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty. Who is he the Father of? He's the Father of us. Not by nature, but by grace. Because of his Son, whom he also is Father of, who is God by nature, and became man so that we could become like him by grace. Nothing can explain how wonderful this is, that we are children of the Highest. This is why we do good to those that do not do good to us. This is why we lend to those that will not give back again. This is why we are good to those who are not good. Because the Lord was good to those who are not good. And because we are children of the Highest. So if you want to rephrase the so-called golden rule, let's do it like this. As ye would have men do unto you, do unto them, because you are children of the Highest. That should motivate you to do everything. That's what motivated the saints, you know. They knew that despite their sins, their unworthiness, their frail nature, they were adopted as sons and daughters. They were children of God. And being children of God, they wanted to act like God. Because children should act like their father. It's really all there is to it. If you feel yourself to be a child of God, then you will naturally begin to love everyone without exception. We are fortunate, as I said, to have St. John's diaries. And we see in his diaries that he struggled with great effort to love everyone. Let's be honest with ourselves. It's not always easy to love everyone. There's a lot of people that are trouble for us. They lie to us. They hurt us. They are dishonest in many different ways. Perhaps they get us fired, or perhaps they say calumny against us that other people begin to believe. Perhaps they just are unreliable and take advantage of us. Everybody has people like that. St. John had, whereas you and I might have a dozen, two dozen, a hundred, he had thousands that were always trying to take advantage of him. And he, being a good steward, tried to establish a house of industry and a way for the poor to work. And it worked for some. And it was a very difficult task for him. But he did many great things to help the poor to start to work and to start to have a sense of ethics. And it worked for some. It didn't work for most, but it worked for some. So loving everyone doesn't mean you just indiscriminately don't think about what's wrong with them. But you consider yourself to be a child of the highest at all times. This is something that you should wear. After all, it is an image, an inscription. You are made in the image of God. This means you are a child of God. So we must act like one. This is what the saints did. This is what we must do. And we're about to celebrate the Nativity of our Lord. And this is what the Nativity is about. And we can describe all the things about the Nativity, about the prophecies that came to fruition, about the wonderful story about how the Lord, being meek and lowly, was born in a manger in a cave. All these things are good and wholesome to know. But the most important thing to know is God became man so that we would be adopted as sons and become perfected. And the major, really, not even major, the only thing that you must do is love God and neighbor. And everything else follows from that. And this is a struggle. Our Lord's words in this gospel show it. Because sort of between the lines is that it's difficult to love those that cheat us. It's difficult to love those, to lend to those who are not going to give the money back. But this is your calling. And it is a commandment. You must love those that do not love you and do good to those who do not do good to you. You must. Because if you do not, you cannot know God. It's just not possible. No matter how much else you know, you won't know God. So let this be your guiding principle, just like it was for all of the saints. They knew that they were children of God. Therefore, they lived like children of God. And they struggled against all of their passions because the things in them that were darkness, they knew were not like God. And to be a child, they wanted to be a child of light. They wanted to be all light. There is another principle in this gospel that's very important for you to see. It's on every page of the gospel. And that is imitation. We love God because He first loved us. So says the Apostle John, the theologian. And really, salvation is imitation of Jesus Christ. Now we see it in children. Children imitate their parents. If parents give a good example, the children learn. Children learn not to lie, to be kind to one another. Naturally, children are not inclined to be kind to one another or to tell the truth. But if they see that their parents live this way, they emulate them. We must also emulate our Father. This is why the Lord says, be merciful as your Father also is merciful. Everything we do is because of who God is. We are merciful because God is merciful. We are humble because Jesus Christ, the God-man, humbled himself. We forgive because God forgives us. All of the virtues are because of who God is. Everything is emulation. Everything is trying to become like Christ, using him as our template and as our measure. May God help you to live as children of the highest. And if you do, you will fulfill the purpose of the incarnation of the God-man Jesus Christ. Amen.